Trump pantsed the president here on his bullshit. Did it in the Oval Office there. Think of the guts, by the way. Trump, literally like one of the Harlem Globetrotters. You've been in office all this time, and you encourage people to massacre other humans all across your country, 100 a day.
Correct. That's a good point, because we want them to come in and make all these changes right away, but they're in a sea of swamp of all these people that have been put in position, like the executive service group.
Stop feeding the demons. Stop feeding the devil his blood sacrifice, his adrenochrome, done by 1,000 different ways all over the world every day. Since then till today, at a rate of 1,000 to 1,500 people a day on both sides dying, think of that, in the intervening 3-plus months since Zelensky refused to the ceasefire, how many people have died on both sides? Trump was trying to stop, and then we'll work the peace deal. Here in South Africa, it's a land grab. The people running the country now, that got there through election fraud, they did not ever win one election here legitimately. The same people that stole the election in America 2020 and tried to do it for 2024, then they have a thuggish force that's going out and doing murders every day to terrorize the white and the mixed or colored, as they call them here, people, to push them off the lands. Go look at Maui, same thing. How many people, how many children died in Maui so that somebody could build their 15-minute city demonstrator to show the world how beautiful and how well-run and how intelligent our new city, run on batteries charged by space aliens or whatever. And by the way, what are they trying to do up here in South Africa? It's China that wants to come in and run these farms they're running people off of because they can't run them locally. And in a very similar manner, they are taking lives as part of a land grab here in Africa. SDI, Strategic Defense Initiative, developed weather control and weapons systems. Very high-tech stuff. From inside the test range area and the secure area of Area 51 were turned on and created this weather wind pattern that pushed that material from east to west.
Well, the Gabbard is going to be really key in a lot of this. Now, something is strange about that 9/11 stuff. Now, we, a lot of us in the truth community, if you will, talk about 9/11 very openly. But you never hear politicians or anyone in the media or anyone really in positions of power anywhere talk about 9/11. What is the big squeeze on that information coming out from all these people?
Before Trump's over, Trump said when he ran for office the first time, before I'm done, you will know exactly who brought down these buildings. The reason COVID was introduced exactly when it was for cover, for a pretense, to go to the electronic votes and ballots, remote voting, the drop boxes, all of that. We're in the middle of the greatest military campaign, coup operation in the history of humanity, in our generation right now.
You revealed so much. This is like... I say almost every show that it's like, this is the biggest reveal. This one by far, I think of all the shows you've done, is going to be the one that people really come to. And because you just laid it all out. God, I'm going to have to talk about this show for like weeks. Very well done.